Round Table 圆桌议事，由企鹅 FM 特约 China Plus 独家呈现。
Roundtable is jointly presented by China Plus and Chia FM.
From December the 20th, China's Railway Corporation has launched a membership service named 铁路畅行 targeting frequent travelers. Members gain points for every ticket they purchase. Once you reach a benchmark of 10,000 points, you qualify to exchange mileage for a certain type of train ticket. Yes, I think I've, because of journalistic purposes, and then I've deliberately left a few things rather vague there because we're still trying to interpret what this new membership policy means for users. But first of all, guys, let's get into the nitty gritty. What's this new policy, coming from the China's Railway Corporation all about?
Well, it is essentially a reward system, and I believe, like a regular customer, any kind of reward system is better than having nothing at all. So let's look at the detailed rules of that system. Well, it's carried out by China Railway. Passengers first need to log on to the website. That's a rather long website. 12306.cn. They have to register as a member of China Railway. Then, when they're purchasing tickets, they can earn reward points. And the points will be accumulated at 5 times of the ticket's face value. For instance, when you buy a ticket worth of 100 yuan, you earn 500 points. But there is also a catch. When you are trying to purchase train tickets with those points, you are spending it at every 100 points you earned will be valued at 1 yuan. So essentially it's a ratio of 20 to 1. Basically every 20 yuan you spend on buying tickets, you get 1 point worth 1. You get points worth 1 yuan.
Yeah, so it's all kind of complicated, I have
to
say.
It is.
Yes, but Lai Ming did the math for us, and certainly it sounds like you're spending more, definitely, to redeem a ticket. And what kind of ticket? We'll need to get into that in a bit. But Huang Shen, right before the show, you explained to me in like really layman terms and telling me and pretty much anybody else who is a mathematics dummy. So can we summarize this up in like a sentence or two? Like what exactly are we getting or spending with this new membership policy?
Yeah, we can put it into a much simpler form. Like, after you become the membership of the 12306.cn, 1236, and the official website of China Railway, then you can start getting your points through your purchase of tickets. So, for example, as long as you purchase for 2,000 yuan tickets, then you can get a 100 yuan coupon. You can use the points to exchange the tickets. But there's some like regulations and inside this policy, but because some reports say maybe you can, for the tickets you can exchange, it's not available for old tickets, but it's target on the trains with the low attendance rate. For example, you can use the 100 yuan points, the points valued at 100 yuan, you can exchange for a train ticket, which is like with the attendance rate less than 70%.
So you can purchase ticket for a train that is not so busy.
Yes, and also when you use the points, you cannot use it along with other like payment method, like cash, like WeChat Pay or Alipay or credit card pay.
So if unfortunately you have 100 yuan worth of points in your account and you would like to purchase a ticket that's worth 101 yuan, unfortunately there's no way you can do it with your points.
Maybe you need to buy a cheaper ticket first and then you accumulate more points and then get another much more expensive ticket. But I think it's really easy for people, passengers to get to meet the threshold of the rewarding system. Because it's like 2,000 yuan, you just imagine, for me, I'm a high-speed rail lover. In the domestic trips, I prefer to take high-speed rail. For example, we travel from Beijing to Shanghai, and for the round trip, it will cost like $1,100. So when you go there twice, you can reach the threshold of the rewarding system.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing to bear in mind, because there's a lot of mathematical just figures flying all over the place, and that's just too complicated for a mathematics dummy like myself. But certainly you need to spend enough. That's 2,000 yuan even to qualify and to play the game. And that game is too difficult for me. And certainly when I have done a little bit of traveling with the trains in China, and often you get tickets priced at, let's say, 351, 352. So, like Lai Ming pointed out, I mean, there's always these extra couple of yuans, and if you are not so particular in calculation and manage to qualify to redeem your preferred ticket to the exact digit, then it's no game for me, isn't it? Or at least I'm going to be wasting some of this yuan's worth of points that is very expensive to obtain.
Well, that is the case. A lot of work have to put into it in order for you to enjoy the benefit. And that's not the only thing that's not the only part of work you need to put in. Also, when you think that you have a membership for a 123.06.rc in the website, actually you don't. I mean, I already have an account with the website, 123.06.cn. Well, let's call it the app. Well, I already have an account with the app, but it turns out I don't already have a membership with the app.
So the account doesn't equal to the membership.
Even when you are already a user of that service, you're not automatically a member. You have to register again, putting your details of your personal information, where you live, your phone number, and then you press for activation. No, you don't press for activation. Press for registration. And after that process is done, there's a window popping up for you saying you should go and activate your membership at a window near a train station.
So I need to go to the train station to activate my membership card.
Yes.
I think that's a big catch for me, for sure.
It is.
And after like registering all that personal information on a website or on an app, and sometimes that can be a little annoying, but you know, you've gone through all of that, and then you get that window on the screen telling you need to go to the actual place.
Yes.
The physical existing storefront, so to speak, to activate an online account. I'm sorry, that doesn't even make much sense for a cavewoman like myself.
What good is a mobile application on your phone when you can't activate on your phone? Yes.
I suspect maybe it's because these days, like online, there's a lot of data leakage or hacking, and you know, maybe to protect you, that's maybe what they've come up with. But certainly that sounds like something that's not particularly favorable or convenient for today's users.
Certainly sounds like they're not willing for you guys to activate your membership, or it's not only in points.
Well, it does sound a little more than a little bit of difficulty that you might need to go through. But with that being said, and on the record, we've seen some pretty positive comments too from some internet users or train users. I don't know if they have necessarily registered for the membership already, but they're saying that this is a great move. This is defying the stereotypical view that people have on the railway system and the railway services that we have in our minds. That is because this is not an industry that has much competition. And now the railway corporation is actually saying that, well, yes, we are considering what the market wants, the traveler's benefit, and we want to give you a little bit of cake, so to speak. Do you see it that way, though?
Well, regardless of how inconvenient the system is working at the moment, it does show the willingness or the tendency for the railway authority to sort of engage its customers. And previously, well, the railway system was not exactly known as the most welcoming or warm-hearted staff or the institution in China. Because sometimes when you, I remember even, I think it was 10 years ago when I was in college, I was constantly traveling between my home and my school. Mm. And it was immensely, immensely difficult to get a ticket between my hometown and Shanghai. That's what I studied. And especially every year when you come to that period of time, that before the Spring Festival, you see countless millions of people swarming the railway station trying to get a ticket. And that was 10 years ago. And gradually, in time, we've seen mobile applications. Mm. Well, before that, we have a website on Windows operating system. They have, first of all, set up a website for people who are tech-savvy to find a way to buy the ticket online. I mean, before that, when I was in college, I have to get up very early at, I think that was 5 a.m. in the morning, to leave my school campus, travel all the way to the train station, and join the hordes and hordes of people queuing up for a ticket. And that was, for me, my hometown, luckily for me, my hometown was very close to Shanghai, so it was relatively easier for me. But I remember my classmate coming from Sichuan. He had a typical example. One year was that he got up very early, like I did, at 4 p.m., earlier than I did, to queue up at the railway station, and he failed to get a ticket. And then he decided on the same day to buy a little stool, and he decided to stay that overnight to queue up for a ticket.
Yeah, and actually,
that was how difficult it was.
Yeah, it was, and that was not even that long time ago. Mm-hmm. If you look at the time frame of how things have changed to make lives a bit easier for the millions and millions of train travelers in China, then certainly we see great improvement. But also, I think one good judicator to how civilized and developed a society is when individual needs and sort of differentiated needs. That's a little bit of a nitpick sometimes. If that can be considered and made easier for people to enjoy, then that's what I called great improvement and development of a society. So here, yeah, okay, maybe I've set the bar a little bit high, but we're certainly seeing some positive change. And I just wanted to say one thing, that the little stool, yes, I've got that too. But
really?
Yes, but that was when I couldn't get a ticket for a seat on the train, but I really had to go travel, well, to see my grandma in my dad's hometown. So I decided to purchase a stand ticket and sat on the little foldable stool, and it was not a particularly fun trip, but the results, I think, you know, being able to see grandma, that's always great. And now with this supposedly new membership company policy coming from the Chinese Railway Corporation, who do you think are the targeted customers, so to speak? Because for someone like myself that only sees my grandma like a couple of times a year, 2,000 yuan spent on train tickets, not for me.
I think it's a target like beneficiaries are the business people who used to, who usually take the high-speed rail for like commute during the Beijing, Shanghai or other first-tier cities, or they're targeting like business cities. Also like He Yang and Lai Ming, you guys have mentioned the public concerns about this policy, because like many people are saying this is a good policy actually, but this is not the core like interest of the most normal passengers. Because like based on the research, like in 2012, the point system for train tickets exchange was on test trial in some like small scale areas across China at that time. And Sina Weibo has carried out a survey, and about 91% of netizens, they say they're not interested in the rewarding points. They say what they're concerned about most is how can they buy and available tickets when they want to go back home or during some like peak transportation seasons. So, but I also think, well, for me, I think I can benefit from this policy because I don't think the requirement is that high. And I think it shows a good trend that the railway, the China Railway, they are trying to meet the market demand. They are trying to consider what we want.
Yes,
I think it's a good trend, but it takes time.
Yeah, I agree with Wang Shan. I believe frequent travelers are the target audience for this benefit scheme. I mean, especially for, well, Huang Shan, you're from Tianjin, right?
Yeah.
We know that a lot of people live in Tianjin and they travel, commute all the way from the city of Tianjin to Beijing and they work here. So remember, but this is another point why I say this is a benefit project for frequent travelers is also related to a catch with the system. Remember, all credits are valid only for 12 consecutive months from the date of the entry into the account. So points that have not been used or redeemed will automatically be discarded.
Oh, so it's all cleared up. You're back to zero.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotta use them soon.
Yeah, so certainly I think a lot of, well, it depends on what kind of mindset you have. I suppose for lots of Chinese people who are kind of known for being very good at mathematics and paying attention to the small bonuses that you manage to collect in whatever way of shopping that you're engaged in, then yeah, this sounds pretty good. But I suppose for a lot of people of the younger generation, maybe we're spoiled in a way as we're brought up that we didn't really grow up in extreme scarcity and you sort of don't enjoy that much in calculating the points, accumulating the points, and then sort of like redeeming the coupon kind of thing.
It's a fun game if you're really interested.
I'm sure there are some folks are like that, and I wish I'm more like that. Possibly I could be saving more money, or there's a trick of the shops that set up for you that is to make you spend more in order to redeem or collect the points. So that might also happen, but certainly, like you guys said, this is possibly a good customer policy, moving in the right direction, but we do have a few questions about whether it can be enforced and implemented well. But let's also look at what's happened in the last few years or decades, so to speak, that the Chinese Railway Corporation or this huge system has changed a lot, and it's moving in many ways, I think, towards what the customers want. Can you guys give me a few examples?
Well, I heard that you guys can, people can buy, when buying tickets, they can also pay with WeChat. I mean, well, I personally always use Alipay, but being able to use WeChat is pretty good too. And also, I've just heard, I never tried this, but I heard that it's possible to order meals when you're traveling high-speed railway. Is that true? Like McDonald's, KFC? Well, that's great.
Well, certainly we've covered that topic on Roundtable before as well. And how it works is that you set your order before you come to the train station, I suppose. Wow. So a bit earlier. And there's not that many choices, but certainly more than a handful of choices of deliveries you can place the order in. The train conductors and service personnel, they will pack all the meals that you've ordered and deliver it to you, to your seat. But that's done not by the courier guys. Instead, the train conductors and those guys.
Perhaps for security reasons.
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, having access to junk food like KFC or McDonald's is a real compliment. I mean, traditionally, traveling by train is the best opportunity to enjoy some junk food.
Yes.
I mean, I think a few years ago when people can't seem to accept the food provided by the train staff, they always resort to some
Instant noodles,
yeah.
And sausages.
Yeah,
and,
sausage, you know. So having KFC or McDonald's may be just an excellent complement to that.
Yeah, I really appreciate the independent, like, seat selection function, because when you purchase the tickets, you can select which seat you want to sit in, like near the window or near the passageway. And also, they carry out some discounted on the tickets. For example, my hometown is Tianjin, right? Now, like, the China Rail, they have carried out a card called Beijing and Tianjin Intercity Preferential Card. You can store some money inside the card, card and it divided into golden card or silver card, it will give you a 10% or 15% discount.
Ooh, that's great. So some benefits for those who plan ahead of their trips. Also, I think we've been saying some bad things about the railway system, but perhaps I'd like to raise a point about why they have not, they seemed unable to catch up with what the customers wanted like 10 years ago. I think the thing lies in the responsibilities, in the diverse responsibility of the railway system. Not only does it have to operate the trains, make sure the trains move on time, don't crash into each other, they're also in charge of building extra railways. I mean, covering the whole country with railways and making travel much easier for a lot of people. This maybe the thing is a lot more obvious in the most coastal areas in eastern part of China, but I think for my country there's a lot of work to be done and it's difficult. I mean, still I have been in Beijing for 7 years now. The only fast train, quote unquote fast train, connecting my hometown and Beijing, there's only one, and it still takes 14 hours. So a lot of technical issues have to be overcome before the infrastructure construction can be completed.
Yeah, well, then I certainly do agree China is a vast country for the high-speed rail system to really cover every corner of the country. That's a huge mission.
Yeah.
We certainly have seen the leaps and bounds of development in this department. And there's reform that's been going on with even the administration of the railway, as I think they're trying very hard to introduce some new measures to make lives easier for users. And this is one of the areas you'll get the immediate response.